This is a Shift Podcast Network production.
Welcome to Here and Back Again. I'm David O'Callaghan, and this is a podcast looking at all things releasing weekly on streaming and in cinemas, with a bit of pop culture bits thrown in for the crack. Well, it's going to be minimal chat and maximum content this week because the dreaded Lurgy is back. I'm high on drugs. I've taken all the all the necessities. I'm drank loads of water. Let's focus. Let's do this. So, shall we begin?
We all remember that day. For some, the pain will never fade.
Mark isn't like other Viltrumites. He's a good guy.
Viltrumite against Viltrumite. That has not happened since the Great Purge.
There's an infinite number of dimensions. Make him pay for what he did to your world.
Shut it down, or I take it down.
Make us.
You have no idea how much I wanted you to say that.
First up, we have Invincible, which returns for its second season on Prime Video, and it's all about to get a whole lot crazier. This series is created by Robert Kirkman of The Walking Dead fame, and is based on his graphic novel series of the same name. Think of it as an adult animated version of The Boys, and you'll get the idea. Season 1 was hugely successful for Prime Video. 17-year-old Mark Grayson was just like every guy his age, except that his father is Omni-Man, the most powerful superhero on the planet. As Mark developed his powers on his own, he discovered his father's legacy may not be as heroic as it seems, and yes, shit got wild. This season only has 8 episodes, with the first 4 dropping over the next few weeks, and then the final 4 dropping in the new year. Between this show, The Boys and Gen V, we have definitely seen a shift towards mature, adult-orientated superhero content, and some of the stuff they get away with in this, and all of these shows, yeah, absolutely insane. But also pretty amazing. With a voice cast that includes Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, and J.K. Simmons, that's Invincible Season 2, which is now on Prime Video.
All I needed was a love you gave.
Have you guys taken the test?
Yeah, 3 years ago, we were positive. Felt like a weight had been lifted.
I founded this institute to take the risk out of love. No more uncertainty, no more wondering if you've chosen the right partner, no more divorce. We were the first to build the machines to conduct the test to make the bond of love stronger.
Fingernails on Apple TV Plus is a new sci-fi, kind of dystopian romance set in a world in which a machine can accurately determine whether two people are in love by, yes, prying off a fingernail from each person. Ew, I'd rather be alone forever. Anna and Ryan have found true love, and it's proven by this controversial new technology there's just one problem, as Anna still isn't sure. Then she takes a position at a love testing institute and meets Amir. Jesse Buckley, Riz Ahmed and Jeremy Allen White, along with Luke Wilson and Annie Murphy, star in this one. And yes, with a cast like that, feckin' yeah. I'm all in for what looks like a fun Friday night's viewing. Well, kind of fun. Anyway, that is Fingernails, which is now on Apple TV+.
Where my girl's at?
The gloves are probably going to come off.
Where my girl's at?
I will really shout who's a top agent and who's not.
The other girls, they need to get on my level.
My blisting is 22 million.
Oh, wow.
Stunning.
This is the best bathroom I've ever seen.
Can I get the number to whoever did this?
Things are moving pretty slow in the market right now. We have to work harder.
Buckle up because things are changing.
You guys have gotten a little bit complacent. The agents and OC work their asses off.
I just hope that the OC office doesn't end up subsidizing this new LA office.
What more can I say except Sunsetters, rejoice. Is that what the fandom's called? Well, anyway. Because only a month or so after the epic and highly entertaining Selling the OC, the OG series is back as Selling Sunset returns for its seventh season to Netflix. Million Dollar Mansions, Catfights, Office Politics, Infinity Pools, Very High Heels, and an Oppenheimer group expecting a slight downturn in the LA economy, while its latest expansion in the OC seems to be thriving. Ooh, trouble in paradise. So it's all to play for this season. Absolute nonsense, but beautiful, wonderful reality TV nonsense. All the usual gang are back. Yeah, I don't need to say anything else. You're already probably binging it and finished it. That's Selling Sunset Season 7, which is now all up on Netflix.
I had given up on acting. I was done.
He wasn't cast in things because he was deemed uncastable.
The rejection was my encouragement. At that point, I knew my fate was determined on the pen.
The genius behind that, this was not an accident.
This is the theater where Rocky premiered. My brother goes, this could be the best day or the worst day of your life. Something happened, something magical.
You could hear the cheers from the inside, outside on the street from the theater.
Coming just a few months after 80s action hero Arnold Schwarzenegger had his Netflix docuseries, well, Sly now arrives on Netflix. This documentary movie looks back at nearly 50 years of the man himself, the Italian stallion, Sylvester Stallone. Having entertained millions with iconic characters and massive franchises like Rocky and Rambo, this movie tells his underdog story and its parallels with the characters he brought to life. Stitching together a thoughtful retrospective of his work and interviews about his approach to filmmaking, the documentary sheds the actor and his films in a whole new light. After failing to get a job as an extra on The Godfather, Stallone, while at his lowest ebb, wrote the script for Rocky. The studio offered him a shedload of cash for those days for the script, because they wanted Robert Redford or Burt Lancaster for the lead role, but he demanded he play the lead. And 10 Oscar noms later, and wins for screenplay, editing, and best director, the rest is history. Old Sly was a very important part of my childhood and kept the white van VHS man in petrol. He paid for that petrol every week. The religion of Sly Stallone was addictive. Escape to Victory, Cobra, Over the Top, Demolition Man, Cliffhanger. We won't mention Stop or My Mama Shoot. And don't forget, he even directed the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, Stayin' Alive. What? Some man for one man. This movie, Sly, is now up on Netflix.
Listen to this. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Don't you want to be fully awake? Your soul ignited by a purpose.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm serious.
That again.
Everybody's got a little.
Diana Nyad,
world champion marathon swimmer.
The swim I want to do is 60 hours. That's Cuba to Florida.
Absolutely not. No. That's insane.
Diana, you tried that when you were 28, and you did not make it when you're 28. You're 60.
I don't believe in imposed limitations.
The only one who gets to decide if I'm through is me.
Nyad on Netflix tells the remarkable true story of athlete Diana Nyad, who, at the age of 60, and with the help of her best friend and coach, commits to achieving her lifelong dream, which, yes, like most of us, is a 110-mile open ocean swim from Cuba to Florida, which she referred to as the Mount Everest of swims. She had attempted it 32 years earlier, age 28, but had to abandon due to high winds. Watch out for those sharks, people. Those sharks. Annette Bening plays Diana, with Jodie Foster playing her best friend and trainer. What is also very important to note is that this is the first narrative movie directed from Oscar-winning free solo directors Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vassarhelyi. Not a dry eye in the house for this weepy, which it looks quite engrossing and an extremely entertaining sports movie. So, yep, bail in. That's Nyad, which is now on Netflix.
Before I begin my broadcast today, I have something to say.
In this time of darkness, of invading cities, I'm trying to remember. Light lasts forever. Darkness lasts.
Darkness lasts not even for
1 second. When you turn on the light. I know that broadcasting could get me executed.
All the Light We Cannot See is a 4-episode adaptation of Anthony Doerr's Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II novel and comes from Sean Levy, who directs every episode, and Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight. Newcomer Aria Mia Loberti stars as Marie-Laure, the blind French teenager whose path collides with a German soldier named Werner in Nazi-occupied France. Like the book, the series will trace the two protagonists across numerous decades, with additional actors also taking on the roles. Mark Ruffalo, Hugh Laurie and Lewis Hoffman also star. A lot of hype and buzz incoming for this one. About to find out if it's any good. That's All the Light We Cannot See, which is now on Netflix. Also out this week, we have Nicolas Cage starring in his new western, Butcher's Crossing, on Prime Video. A mysterious frontiersman leads a group of men on a treacherous buffalo hunt in the Old West. They soon find themselves in a fight for survival, of course they do, as the harsh elements start to test their resolve and sanity. Listen, good old St. Nick, he veers between quality indie fodder and absolutely insane rambling pay-me-the-check muck. This feels like it will sit calmly in the middle somewhere, and hey, if you like your westerns, well, sure feck it, give it a bash. That's Butcher's Crossing, which is now on Prime Video. While in Locked In on Netflix, Anna Friel plays a kindly nurse who tries to unlock the secrets of a coma patient's injuries. That coma patient is played by Famke Janssen. I saw someone describe this as Virginia Andrews fan fiction realised on screen. And yeah, in which case, yep, if some vino, some femme fatales, a bit of murder and a smidge of mystery, all topped off with some serious sexy times, is the mood you are feeling this Friday, well, Locked In is now on Netflix and definitely for you. The historical drama The Gilded Age returns for its second season on HBO, Sky Atlantic and Now TV. Marion Brooke, a rural girl, moves to New York after her father's death. However, yes, things get complicated when she must assimilate into the clan of a railroad tycoon and, yes, high society. More of the same from Julian Fellowes and his Downton Abbey 1880s New York City style. Some folks love it, some folks hate it. Either way, The Gilded Age Season 2 is back and now on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. And for all you crime nuts out there, Till Murder Do Us Part, Soaring vs. Haysom on Netflix asks, did Jens Soaring murder his girlfriend's parents in 1985, or was she the killer? This limited docuseries, which features new interviews with Jens Soaring himself, digs into questions that still swirl around the case to this day. Another true crime nut job case for you all to bail into, Till Murder Do Us Part, Soaring vs. Haysom, which is now on Netflix.
Yes?
Hi, I have some bad news.
We lost your mom.
What?
Sorry, that was terrible phrasing. I meant we don't know where she is.
Oh, I think your sister's here.
Annie, it's finally happened. Oh my God, it's okay, it's okay, I'm here. We're over. Oh my God, you're orphan Annie. Oh,
she's not dead. She ran away. Bitch.
And yum. Your mom owes me 80 grand. When you have it, you'll get your dog back.
The Quiz Lady on Disney Plus is a new comedy film featuring Sandra Oh and Awkwafina as estranged sisters Anne and Jenny who reunite in order to help come up with money to pay off their mother's gambling debts. And their cunning plan to do this, yes, it's aiming to win big on a game show which Awkwafina's character is obsessed with. Will Ferrell also pops up as the quizmaster in this, yeah, somewhat distracting 100-minute comedy. Watched it last night. Yeah, it's fine. It has a few funny moments, but definitely has the definition of a straight-to-streaming / VHS comedy. You won't hate yourself for watching it, but you won't be exactly telling your mates to bail in either, unless you don't really like them. It's fine. It'll tick a box. That's The Quiz Lady, now on Disney Plus. Two absolute belter anime series dropping this week. Blue-Eyed Samurai on Netflix is again adult animation and is a bit of a cracker. A mixed race master of the swords lives a life in disguise while seeking revenge in Edo period Japan. Maya Erskine, Masioka, Kenneth Branagh, Stephen Hugh, Brendan Song and George Takei head the voice cast for what promises to be a bloody belter of a series. Character development, world building, uber violence and stunning visuals. All 8 episodes of Blue Eyed Samurai, which people are losing their minds over, is now up on Netflix. And also on Netflix, we have Onimusha, which if zombies and swordsmen are your thing, well, get in there, because it's based on Capcom's game of the same name. This anime adaptation based on that landmark game fuses CGI character animations with hand-drawn backgrounds and promises a fresh, immersive experience to longtime fans and newcomers like myself alike. If you enjoyed the Korean historical zombie series Kingdom, well, I get the feeling this animated Japanese series is just for you. I repeat, Samurai Zombies, based on a best-selling video game. Huzzah! That is Onimusha, now on Netflix. But fear not, smallies, little smallies, who will not and should not be allowed to watch that, because, yes, Unicorn Academy, the movie, has landed on Netflix. Ah, yes, based on the best-selling absolute nonsense books, but who doesn't love a unicorn? Because when a dark force threatens to destroy Unicorn Island, a brave teen and her 5 schoolmates must rise up to protect their beloved magical academy. Ah, what's not to love? That is all you need to know. Unicorns, dark forces, brave teens, and schoolmates. Love it! Unicorn Academy for the smallies is now on Netflix.
You a lawman or an outlaw?
Bit of both, I reckon. I need a man with a good gun and a straight spine. You up to the task?
I wouldn't be sitting here my Sunday best if it wasn't.
Around these parts, we might be men. They're just killers. All thieves.
I took an oath to protect everyone.
Another week, another new Taylor Sheridan Western, this time in the shape of lawman Bass Reeves on Paramount Plus. David Ayeloa is also an exec producer on this series, which is the untold story of the first black US Marshal west of the Mississippi River, Bass Reeves. Ayeloa also stars as Bass Reeves himself, alongside Dennis Quaid and Donald Sutherland. Originally expected to be a spin-off to the Yellowstone prequel 1883, it has grown in stature and now exists as its own standalone series in possibly its own standalone universe. That's Lawman, Bass Reeves, which lands on Paramount Plus this Sunday, November 5th. In the non-English section of streaming this week, first up we have a quality sports documentary in the form of Higuita, The Way of the Scorpion on Netflix. This one comes from Colombia, where it traces the rise of Colombian goalkeeper René Higuita from his humble beginnings, his iconic career, to his personal controversies as he grew into the identity of the Scorpion. And that, yes, famous Scorpion save that we'll never ever forget. That is Higuita, The Way of the Scorpion, which is now on Netflix. Wing Women on Netflix comes from France and is a new heist comedy caper. Tired of life on their own, a pro thief decides to retire, but not before one easy last job. Oh, one easy last job. What the hell can go wrong? Along with our partner in crime and feisty new getaway driver. Directed by and starring Melanie Laurent. Hey, it's French. It's a heist movie. It had me at bonjour. That's Wing Women, now on Netflix. Hurricane Season comes from Mexico and is a dark thriller based on the best-selling novel of the same name. When a group of teens find a corpse floating in a canal, the brutal reality behind a perverse crime unravels a town's hidden secrets. So, sketch. That's Hurricane Season from Mexico on Netflix. And if you're looking for a new feel-good K-drama, then South Korea's Daily Dose of Sunshine is just for you. A kind-hearted nurse working in psychiatry goes above and beyond to be a daily dose of sunshine for those under her care, despite the challenges coming her way. Yes, this one looks like another K-drama hit for Netflix. That is Daily Dose of Sunshine. And finally, in the non-English section, just to remind you, yes, that the latest season of, shame on me because I forgot it last week, the latest season of Ireland's Fittest Family is back on Primetime RTE. Yes, you may need the subtitles for Dunica and Davy Fitz, but you know what? It's a bit of crack. Good job all around. You know who you are. That is the latest season of Ireland's Fittest Families on RTE on Sundays. RTE1 about 6:30, I think, after news. Box office. Right, that's all your streaming and all that lark. Time for some cinema.
What's your plan here?
Jeff is psychotic and they're picking on the weak and defenseless.
So we teach a bunch of girls how to defend themselves. They are grateful to us.
Adrenaline is flowing. Next thing you know, Isabel and Brittany are kissing us on the mouth.
You can be our club advisor.
You know, my mom did say I need to pick up a hobby.
Welcome to our fucking fight club.
Let's get it popping in this motherfucker.
Yes, Crazy Times and Crazy Town. Bottoms is the new teen sex comedy from the director of Shiva Baby, absolutely love that film, M.S. Seligman. Its plot follows two high school seniors and lesbian friends who find themselves very unpopular in life. Who then, yes, quite obviously decide to set up a fight club as a way to hook up with cheerleaders in an attempt to lose their virginity. Oh my god, what is happening? And yes, as expected, pretty soon they are in way over their heads. To say this is an insane, mad and hilarious movie would be most definitely the understatement of the week. With Ayo Edebiri from The Bear and Rachel Sennett from Shiva Baby and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies playing the leads, this is a movie you cannot miss. It's glorious, it's satirical, it's chaos, all of the funniest kind. So that is Bottoms, which is now in cinemas. More sex on offer, huh? Teenagers this week, my god. So in How to Have Sex, which is on limited release, three British teenagers go on a rites of passage holiday, drinking, clubbing and hooking up in what should be the best summer of their lives. This one competed in the Uncertain Regard section of the 2023 Cannes Film Festival and actually won the top prize. So this debut movie from director Molly Manning-Walker arrives with all that buzz behind it. Distributed by Mubi, it's got that very, very indie vibe and yeah, looks like a bit of crack. So that is How to Have Sex, which is now on limited release. Stolen is the Irish documentary which tells the story of several mother and baby home survivors. Featuring interviews with journalists, historians, politicians and campaigners, the film provides an understanding of how the mother and baby home system operated, the bigger societal issues including the heavy influence of the Catholic Church that allowed these events to happen and the continuing impact on so many people's lives today. So that is Stolen, which is also now on limited release in cinemas.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can be a little bothersome is the remoteness of the location.
Will there be kangaroos?
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Down the back, up the stairs.
Down the back.
Up the stairs, mate.
You're the new girls.
Yeah.
And finally in cinemas this week we have The Royal Hotel, where Canadians Hannah and Liv are backpacking in Australia and take a temporary live-in job in a remote outback mining town. Soon they find themselves trapped in a slightly unnerving situation that grows rapidly out of control. This one stars Julia Garner and Jessica Henwick and was written and directed by Kitty Green, who previously worked with Garner on the fantastic The Assistant. For me, yeah, this was a kind of middle of the road kind of movie for me. Fantastic acting from Garner and Henwick. Its slow build of tension and paranoia is very well handled, but ultimately it all fell a bit flat by the end and just threatened to deliver so much more and then kind of veered off left into predictability, cliche, and just ended. Decent enough watch, but ultimately it's probably more of a streaming movie rather than a cinema movie, but it's out there. So that is The Royal Hotel, now at cinemas. And that is your cinema. You know what? I'm going to call it a day. I'm done. I'm toast. I'm absolutely cream crackered. My energy levels have fallen off a cliff, if you haven't noticed already, by my dulcet tones. So we're going to skip three things. We're going to skip any post-credits this week. Sorry, folks. You post-credit travellers. And I'm just probably going to, do you know what, I will throw in the old 60-second earworm for you. for a little ditty, little track that celebrated its 30th birthday. 30 last week. I always had a soft spot for this little song. Reminds me of the good times. The good times. Sweet, sweet times. Yeah, we'll leave you with that. And for now, this is David O'Callaghan for the Here and Back to Bed Again podcast. Wishing you all the best. And until next week, stay safe and binge happy.
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. This girl.